Welcome to another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. Of course, streamed at newsdakota.com, and you can listen back to podcasts at any point in time. They're always available to you. And joining us here on Let's Talk About It this time, Samuel Wagner, Ag Field Organizer with Dakota Resource Council. Samuel, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And we've got some pretty cool events coming up here that we want to let people know about in both Valley City and Jamestown. And first of all, if people are not familiar with Dakota Resource Council, Samuel, can you give us a little background on what that is?
Yeah, so Dakota Resource Council is a grassroots member-led organization that promotes sustainable rural living in North Dakota. We are a family farm-centric and environmental and conservation-based organization that values local control in North Dakota, and basically just keeping our North Dakota way of life, you know, small town living, make sure it's done responsibly, make sure energy is done sustainably.
Good things I think everybody would kind of agree with that are important to do for sure. And something I think that everybody's kind of looking at, especially in the ag community, and it affects all of us really, is the farm bill, which everybody's kind of looking at what's going to be in there, what's going to be happening. And that is the focus here that Dakota Resource Council is coming out to Valley City and Jamestown to kind of talk about this. And it's a listening session, right?
Yes, we will have a small presentation on what the Farm Bill is, just to get everybody that isn't familiar with it set up. But what we're asking for is we're asking for rural community members, we're asking for farmers, ranchers, you know, basically if you live in this area in the Barnes-Stutzman County area, come out and have your voice be heard. We're trying to get feedback on different programs and issues that have come up over the last three to five years since the 2018 Farm Bill. And we want to gather your feedback and put it together so that we can put together a report to give to Senator Hoeven, who is the third ranking Republican on the Ag Committee, and also to a lesser extent inform Representative Kelly Armstrong and Senator Kramer on the issues that we're facing as well. We're seeing a lot of opportunities to tell people, you know, there's been a lot of programs since the COVID-19 pandemic that and the trade wars that have been used for farmers for emergency aid, for crop insurance, for ranching, where we want to see how well these programs have worked and if we want to make them permanent. And also we've seen in our feedback and our interviews that there is an increasing interest in putting some livestock reform, including things like country of origin labeling, checkoff reform, and captive supply reform in the beef industry into this farm bill. So we want to be able to make our voices heard for ranchers in our organization.
And again, we're talking specifically about a couple events that are coming up here. In Valley City, one in Jamestown. When and where are those going to be?
Yes, Valley City, we will hold a listening session. We will be pairing with the What in the World is Going On group in Valley City at the Rhodes Science Auditorium in the campus of VCSU. Use the west entrance for best way to get in there. And that will be on February 13th. From 7 to 9 p.m. So once again, that's Rhodes Science Building on the campus of VCSU on February 13th, 7 to 9 p.m. And then the second event that we'll be doing is Thursday, February 16th at the Farmers Union HQ Conference Center in Jamestown from 7 to 9 p.m. So it will be February 13th, Valley City, and Jamestown on February 16th. Both of them start at 7 p.m.
And this is just open to anybody that's interested in the Farm Bill, or rural citizens, of course, farmers, ranchers, and the like, right?
Yep, that is correct. And this is a free event. no charge to be here or anything like that. At the Jamestown, we will have some refreshments. Unfortunately for the Valley City one, though, we'll be up in the college in one of the classrooms, so we did not have refreshments for that one, unfortunately. But we also just want to point out too, like things like the Jamestown Regional Medical Center was built with farm bill appropriations for rural development. So like I said, this is also to say, hey, what does your community need is a big part of this as well. Also, you know, we can also talk a little bit about get feedback from how SNAP benefits are, because a lot of people don't realize this, but SNAP and the school lunch programs are typically funded with farm bill appropriations, so that it's actually the majority of them in this case.
And that has been something that's been talked about quite a bit. We've seen people asking, in fact, North Dakota to get free lunches for all kids all the time. That's one of the things that has been talked about. So these are all things that affect everybody in our community. And are you doing other events throughout the state as well? Is it just this region? What is the plan for that?
Well, right now, these are the two events that we have planned. We did one in Castleton just recently on the 2nd. If interest is available, we are looking at planning one out in the western part of the state and also possibly in Grand Forks, but nothing is solid yet on that part. We've been timing a lot of these just because of the fact that there is no harvest or no planting going on right at this point. So right now we're trying to get stuff organized within the February window, but I would say right now these two are the ones that we are focused on right now.
All right. Well, Samuel, if people want to find out more about Dakota Resource Council, how can they find out more about that group?
So you can find us on Facebook, search Dakota Resource Council. We also have a Twitter account, and same thing, search Dakota Resource Council. And you can visit us at our website at www.drcinfo.org. That's www.drcinfo.org.
Perfect. Samuel, I appreciate your time and chatting with us about these events coming up, and we hope that we get a great turnout for both of them, because it's vitally important.
Yes, it is. We hope to hear from you. And once again, anybody can come out. You don't have to be a DRC member. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to meet any requirements. If you live around here, if you farm, if you ranch, if you think rural communities are important to you, come on out and see what we have to say.
Samuel Wagner, Ag Field Organizer, Dakota Resource Council. Again, those events coming up. February 13th in Valley City at VCSU and February 16th in Jamestown at the Farmers Union Conference Center. And that's another edition of Let's Talk About It.